Hello again, everybody. It's a Friday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio, Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, co-hosting, as always, Max Power, not in the studio. Andrew Fry is producing and engineering the show. 869-1240. Happy to have you with us as we get to the end of the week. A couple of big football games on tonight involving our teams, KU at home against UNLV and K-State. Arizona in what looks to be a Big 12 game, but actually isn't.
They won't play in a Big 12
before
game.
Before Arizona moved to the Big 12.
That's correct. That's how that works.
Crazy, isn't it?
Wild.
You got to go to the win surge tonight?
Sure.
Only three more games.
That's right.
How'd our guy do last night?
Walker, hitless. Hitless again. Win surge only got one hit.
One hit?
Yeah, it was not a game anyone there on the field was interested in playing.
Really?
I don't think so. Both playing for nothing. Tulsa clinched the Propeller Series, so these last three games are meaningless in every way
possible. Well, why do I want to go Saturday night when they're expecting 8,000 people?
Well, they'll put on a nice show. Why don't you go tonight for Taylor Swift night?
Tonight's out of the question.
There's a rumor she might show up in one of the suites tonight.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen. I'll be watching the football games and the Cardinals. That's what I do, and we'll enjoy the evening.
Good luck.
You say they don't care about what happens in the next three games. Derek Bender really didn't care. He was tipping pitches so that he could get that season over with. For the Twins prospects.
Yeah,
and round draft pick this year, doing that down at Fort Myers. Twins dumped him, which they should do.
Well, no one will ever.
Why do you throw your career away? How stupid do you have to be?
Not sure. I don't really understand that on any level whatsoever.
He wanted to. This guy has worked his entire life to get to pro baseball, I presume. I mean, that's always been the goal, I would think, once it was determined that he had the talent level to make that happen realistically. And he gets there, and in his first year, he decides, man, I'm done. I'm tired. I want this season to end. Hey, buddy, he's throwing a slider here.
Crazy.
I mean, I don't even understand it. Have you talked to anybody who gets it?
No.
Tell me about you. This is closer to your generation.
What do you mean, my generation? People do stupid stuff all the time.
I've never heard of anyone else doing this.
Well, I didn't say they do this. I just said they do stupid stuff. That's not...
Nobody from my generation that I know of has done a stupid thing.
Really, ever?
Not that I'm aware
of. That's crazy. You should maybe write a story about that.
Didn't that upset you, though?
I'm not upset. I mean, it's dumb. Why should I be upset?
That's because of the integrity of the game, man.
He's done. He's out of baseball. That went up the chain of command in the Twins organization.
Was that a point of conversation last night?
We talked about it a little bit last night.
Any Twins people up there weighing in?
No.
Wonder what those players thought.
I'm sure they weren't very happy. They didn't even let him sit in the dugout the last two games of the season.
Of course not.
A team that was in contention for the postseason until...
He didn't want any part of postseason.
He did not.
So
which is only one round, I think. It's not like...
Well, exactly.
Might have had to play three or four more games.
By the way, my Palm Beach Cardinals about to take care of that Florida State League championship. And then, thank you. I mean, good deal, right? You feel good about that.
Couldn't care less.
Well, why?
You care that Lake County won the Midwest League or whatever league they're in?
No, I don't care.
Didn't. Yeah, they did.
They don't even have a playoff in that league.
Well, whatever league the Lake County's in.
It's in the Midwest League.
No, they won it. They were doing champagne bottles last night.
Good for them.
As far as I know.
I'm more into the Palm Beach Cardinals. Keep track of their box scores every night.
That's a sad state of affairs.
No, it isn't, because J.J. Weatherholt's on that team.
Great. But Travis Bazzana's on Lake County. I don't really check their box scores because my actual team is in the race. And
I always check box scores for the minor leaguers. I'm hooked, man. I'm just a baseball, and I know you are too. I'm crazed about the game. I don't know what happened. I mean, I've always loved baseball, but when I was writing, you go from season to season, and you start to turn your attention, and you cover football, and it's football season, and you're kind of immersed in it. Now that I'm no longer doing that, I don't get as immersed, but I'm just always into baseball.
Yeah, I get it.
Kind of weird. Before you came, I was trying to find an article that I heard was on MLB Pipeline about rating minor league pitching throughout the 30 teams. I'd heard that they'd rated the Cardinals number 3, but I couldn't find the story.
Interesting.
I presume because, Quinn Matthews has developed into quite a prospect and some others. But I don't know. I mean, I was looking for that story.
I wonder why you couldn't find
it. Anyway, I thought you'd be more outraged about Derek Bennett.
Not outraged. There's nothing to be outraged.
This show needs your emotion. We need to come on this show and start talking about things.
Well, let's talk about it.
I mean, if you're going to be,
What am I supposed to say about it?
Listen to me. I'm outraged.
Are you?
Can't you tell? I've been wanting to talk about this since I read about it. I just can't even fathom it. And then some former teammate of his got on Twitter and said every 21-year-old makes mistakes like this. And he's getting chastised.
Yeah, that's
that
stupid. Every one of them does. That's interesting because I've never heard about this in my life. I found that there is an article, but I can't find the actual. And Travis Bazana homered last night. How about that?
I told you, man. I try to tell you. I try to forewarn you. I try to gird you for what's about to happen with your Cleveland Guardians. This isn't any kind of series you want right now with Tampa Bay.
Oh, I don't care.
They're going to shut you down. You're not going to do anything offensively. They already have for one game.
They didn't really shut us down.
You had one run. You had no...
We had two.
You had no hits after the fourth inning.
Who cares?
I mean, what do you call shutting down?
Who cares? We're up 4. Just win tonight, and it takes care of itself. The top organization, top 11 farm systems with the best pitching prospects. This was published 3 days ago. Number 1, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Duh.
Number 2, the Chicago White Sox.
Again, they.
Number 3, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Really?
You just said that.
Well, I feel like I'm learning it for the first time.
Number 4.
Can you transfer that article to me?
I'll send it. Are the Guardians on here?
No.
They should be.
No, of course they're not on there.
They've got a lot of good pitching in the minor leagues. Not a lot of good prospects.
You lost 5-2 last night. You had 5 hits. You had nothing outside of, man, nobody had, it just... It's tough.
We lost.
It's got to be nerve-wracking for you.
Not really. I'm trying to distance myself from it a little bit right now.
Emotionally?
Yeah.
How so? Why?
Because I got too far into it, too deep, and it started
and to what did it do
affect
to
my
you?
Mental health. And
it did?
Yes.
Baseball?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Now, listen, I love the game, and I love the game, but it doesn't... I don't know. I guess I learned a long time ago to not let it dictate my...
Come on.
Well, I don't think I do.
Of course you do.
I don't think...
Where's Duda?
Maybe you need Duda, but I don't think it affects my...
Yeah, it does. You carry that around just as much as anyone else does, and probably more.
Well, have you noticed? I don't know. I don't think so. I get wrapped up, and for about 10 minutes after a loss.
Well, you get on Twitter, you're upset. I mean,
you
kind of wallow in it.
I try to have fun on Twitter.
I don't know if that's fun.
I try to be a little bit irreverent with my... When I tweet about the Cardinals, I'm not on there to be angry.
You're upset. Give me a break.
I'm not on there to
you
be angry.
You know you're upset.
I'm on there.
But you are angry.
I don't get angry about the Cardinals.
Oh, I don't believe that.
After about 10 minutes after the game is over. And while I'm watching it, I can get angry.
I think I hate the Cardinals or something like that.
Well, sure. We all have those emotions.
That's anger.
Why are you trying to drag me down into your
cesspool? Because I know how you are. And then this innocent act isn't flying with anybody.
It's the truth. It's flying with me.
I believe that. Maybe you believe it. But
that's my wife.
Of course she's going to defend you. I've never heard her say a critical word of anyone.
She's been with me thick and thin throughout. So we've watched Cardinals games together now since 2009. Pretty much all of them. Not all of them, but you know what I mean. 80%, we have it on all the time. And while I can get angry, now when they're in the postseason, that's a different matter. But come on. Let it hang out, man. If you're don't back away.
Backing away for the rest of the regular season. Nothing happened.
What if it gets tight?
Then it'll be normal. Those are normal emotions when you're hanging on every pitch. But you shouldn't be doing that in July.
Why?
Why what?
Why wouldn't you hang on every pitch in July?
You just said you don't.
I didn't say I don't. I said I don't get angry.
I didn't.
But I hang on every pitch. That's the beauty of baseball.
Letting it affect your mental health when you're hanging on every pitch. That's not productive or healthy.
That's the beauty of sports. I mean, why play the games if people aren't hanging on everything that happens?
There's 162 games.
So what?
Maybe you need to step away for a little bit.
No, you're wrong about this.
You absolutely do need to step away.
Shocker fans who go to a basketball game and
there's 25 of those a year.
And just get, they hang on everything, or any basketball fan. They shouldn't do that?
I didn't say that.
What game should I hang on?
Football, 16 a year.
I should hang on everything in football.
Yeah.
Because
every game means something. Not every baseball game means something.
Every baseball game means something.
A lot of basketball games mean something.
Every baseball game means something.
Nah.
Of course they do.
Not tonight, Wind Surge, Drillers. That doesn't mean anything.
No, I'm talking about the big leagues.
No.
And tonight's Guardians game means something.
Does tonight's White Sox game mean something?
Sure.
Or the
who are
Rockies?
They playing?
I don't know. Somebody will beat them. I think they play Oakland.
Yeah, that's fun. Oakland's kind of been resurgent this year.
They've been better,
but they've been a lot better.
Yeah, they've been better. Good for them.
Where is that game?
I want to say it's in Chicago, but...
Do you even know that they're playing?
Yes, I saw it earlier.
Well, good for them. Yeah, Oakland at Chicago tonight. Brady Basso. Wonder if he's related to former Wichita Wranglers catcher Chris Basso.
Is that a real
Mike
person?
Basso. Mike Basso. Who I really enjoyed covering. He was funny guy. Look that up for me, would you?
He was an advanced scout. It hurt. Where is this Basso from?
I don't know. I'm just curious. You don't see that name that often. He's from
Basso.
Pearland, Texas.
Well, Pearland. And
Pearland.
Other Basso
I
guy
call
was
it Pearland.
Other Basso guy was from Texas.
Mike Basso
out of Dallas. So yeah, that's a good chance.
Well, that's interesting to me. I'm glad I came across that. It doesn't mean anything to you or to most listeners. And nobody, you know what? You know what I'm almost 100% sure of?
What?
Nobody listening to this show, now or ever, would have heard of Mike Basso.
No, I
played in the big leagues.
Yeah, he is the son of Mike Basso.
How about that? That gives me satisfaction.
It is just amazing.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
My memory?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, to go ahead and say it.
Yeah, that's what
one
what
time,
I was thinking.
Pay me a compliment on this show. One time.
Brady Basso out of Oklahoma State University.
Go ahead and do it.
Pitched on the same staff as former Cleveland Guardian Peyton Battenfield.
Can you go ahead and do it?
I don't remember what we're talking about.
Pay me a compliment. Say, man, that's pretty good recall.
That's amazing, man.
About what is? What's
that
amazing?
That stuff you did.
What?
That stuff you just did.
What'd I do?
Where you did the thing.
You know, people are going to think that you're just anti-Bob Lutz.
Why would they think that?
Because you never seem to be pro-Bob Lutz.
No, I'm always pro-Bob Lutz.
You never leave this house have a thought about, well, the old man still got it. Still.
Really? You think that? You think I would think something like that?
That I don't have it?
No, I don't think that.
That I do have it?
I don't think that either.
Do you ever think about it?
Not really. I think you're doing fine.
You know, I hate subdued people. I just can't deal with them.
Why?
I mean, I just don't. I don't know. When dude is over here, he's you're over here. You're both, you know, tired, sleepy.
I feel a little better today, but not much.
It's difficult for me. Because I'm raring to go at 2 o'clock.
Why are you raring to go?
I'm always raring to go.
Well, I don't have a fight in me today, necessarily.
Well, you better get some.
What's on the show? Maybe I'll fight one of them.
I'll tell you what's on the show right now. Taylor Eldridge is going to join us momentarily at 2:25 to talk about Wichita State Athletics. Shocker Volleyball playing Nebraska today.
That's a tough one.
Today. Is it today? It might be tomorrow. They played a nationally ranked Arizona State last night, and that did not go particularly well. Arizona State handled them in straight sets. And then we'll get the latest update on Paul Mills, Wichita State basketball. See how that's all looking. Some recruiting news has come down the pike, so we'll get with Taylor Eldridge here momentarily. At 2:45, I've reached out to Troy Black, head football coach at Collegiate. I have not heard back.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if that's going to happen or not. If you're at Collegiate and you're listening to this show, you might nudge Coach Black and see if...
he's got a lot going on.
They play Rose Hill tonight.
You know who we should have talked to?
And who?
The Garden City coach, whoever that is.
Why? What happened there?
Garden City traveling to Olathe Northwest to play a 740-mile round trip.
Yeah, good. You know what? There's more bonding going on that trip. That's the highlight of the year for those guys.
Very well could be.
You know, we always say, oh, how do you travel? Why does this state guard against that stuff? We have a big state. Go see it. You're in Garden City, probably the first time up in that area for some of those kids.
I'm sure it is.
Let's go play them.
Why not?
Probably bust up there yesterday.
You think so?
Sure.
I hope it was today.
Well, you're not going to leave on a 360-mile trip today.
If you leave at 8, you're there by 3.
You're leggy, man. You're playing football. You need a night to... You can't be crunched up.
You want to get in, sleep in your own bed. You want
8
to get,
hours, and
they got out and stretched a couple times and went to eat, and you know they took it easy.
I'll guarantee you they didn't leave today.
I guarantee you they did because we called them.
What'd they say?
They said the AD's on the bus right now.
Why'd you call them?
I didn't call them.
Well, what were you trying to do? Why
we were
why
trying
bother?
To catch up with the bus
here,
wherever they were. I don't know how it worked out.
So you're gonna go film a. The bus rolling through town?
No, we were going to go talk to them when they stopped and see what are you guys doing? Well,
why would they come through Wichita?
I'm not saying they did. I'm saying wherever they were on I-70.
You were going to drive up to I-70?
We have a reporter based out of Newton, and she could hop up to Salina or wherever they pass through.
I don't know if that's a story or not. Let me think about it. All right, Taylor Eldridge joins us on the IHOP hotline. Now entering his, how many years now covering Shocker Athletics? I want to say 7th year. Here's Taylor Eldridge.
Told you.
Joining us from the Wichita Eagle. Taylor, we were talking how many years now on the beat for you, the Shocker beat. Is this number 7?
Yeah, I came over the same year they went to the American Athletic Conference. So I've kind of, that's how easy way to market, you know, with Paul did a great job and doing the Missouri Valley, then hands it off to me for the AAC. So, yep, you're number seven.
There you go. So let's start with Wichita State and the AAC. We saw yesterday more realignment with the Pac-12 dipping into the Mountain West Conference. That's pretty close. That's a comparable conference to the AAC. Now a lot of banter about what's next for the Pac-12. All kinds of schools being thrown out there. I said yesterday on this show, without having really anything to base it on except just talking to people throughout my life here on radio, that Tulane and Memphis are very eager to get out of the American Athletic. Seems like they would be pretty good fits if the Pac-12 wants to forego that regional thing. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it does seem like I would agree. Memphis and Tulane, you know, with the football, the level that they're playing at right now, I think they are, you know, looking for better opportunities to move up. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of, you know, what you would hear about Cincinnati and Houston and UCF, schools like that, you know, and UConn as well, you know, when WSU joined. You know, the American was never really, you know, kind of a conference where everyone was happy to be there. It felt like, you know, schools that had kind of been left out in the cold in the football conferences. And, yeah, so anytime you're in a conference like that, it's going to be a lot of movement. And that's what we've seen in the American. You know, four schools have left. This is not the conference that Wichita State signed up for, but they had to know back then that this was a risk when you're joining a conference like that with so much, you know, chance for this happening. So, yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see where the dominoes fall now, because like you said, Memphis, Tulane, schools like that are going to be looking to be on the move. So how that affects Wichita State, you know, we'll have to wait and see, but it does feel like there is definitely more movement ahead.
Does it still feel like a conference of misfits, the AAC, only just a level lower instead of teams vying to get out? You know, there are teams from lower conferences moving up into the AAC. Is this even a conference that has, you know, long-term viability?
Yeah, you know, if you would have asked me, you know, 5 years ago, I would have said, yeah, you know, I think the American is, you know, they're set up to be kind of that next best, you know, outside of the Power Five structure. But, you know, you lose Houston, Cincinnati, UCF, and now, you know, if they lose Memphis, Tulane, very, very hard to see that being a, you know, a viable basketball conference, that, you know, multi-bid conference that Wichita State was hoping that they were getting into, you know, back when they made that transition. So, and who knows, you know, we saw how quickly conferences can crumble like the Pac-12 and then be reborn, like, you know, what we saw this past weekend with the Pac-12. You know, now it's looking like they might be reborn. So, yeah, just crazy stuff in conference realignment. And, you know, I think the perception nationally is that it is a conference of misfits. I think if you talk to, you know, schools individually, they probably deny that. But, yeah, it just feels like, you know, kind of a bunch of just, you know, schools in the same kind of area that, like I said, they all kind of, most of the, you know, the football playing schools are the ones that kind of got left out in the cold. And in the old conference realignment, it just feels like, you know, everyone's kind of looking out for themselves, and it doesn't have that same kind of feel that, you know, the Missouri Valley did.
We're talking with Taylor Eldridge from the Wichita Eagle beat writer, Wichita State Athletics. Wanted to turn to volleyball here. It's been an interesting start for the Shockers. They showed no fear in scheduling, that's for sure. They've already played three ranked teams, Kansas, Arkansas, Arizona State last night. They have Long Beach State tonight or this afternoon. And then tomorrow they play number five, Nebraska, in Lincoln. They have lost those three previous games against ranked teams in straight sets. What do you make of Shocker volleyball here early in the year?
Yeah, you mentioned it, just like the strength of schedule, incredibly hard. And, you know, obviously Chris Lamb wants to do that every season, you know, really test his team before they get to conference play, because he knows The American is probably a one-bid conference. So, you know, you want your team to be playing, you know, its best. If it takes, you know, 3, 4, 5 losses, that's okay. If they would have won some of these, okay, you know, it's just found money, because then you can kind of build it at large, resume, if you win a couple of those. But, yeah, you know, you look at the schedule, the results, they beat who they should have beat. They lost to probably who they should have lost to. So no real, you know, I don't think we've discovered anything about this team. You know, they're still working through, it seems like, rotations. You know, I know they've had some injuries that they're waiting for some of the, you know, some key players to get back in the lineup. So we'll have to wait and see. But I do think, you know, it's all building up into conference play. And they are, you know, they were second in the preseason poll. So they're going to be right there for the conference title. And with the tournament being in Wichita, that's going to be a huge benefit for them. So I think it's all building up to that week at Coke Arena in November.
Thank goodness they're having a tournament now in the American in volleyball. That's long overdue.
Yeah, exactly.
Basketball, Taylor, it seemed like last year in Paul Mills' kind of first foray into recruiting for Wichita State that, you know, he's just kind of trying to fill the roster, missed on a lot of guys, got some guys late, and it never really came together. And then this year it seems like he targeted guys and then went and got them, and it wasn't just about, you know, we've got an open roster spot, who can we get to fill it? Is that your impression too, and how meaningful will that be to the on-court product?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a huge difference anytime you have a whole year in recruiting, because a lot of that recruiting, you know, whether coaches want to say it or not, you know, it does happen towards those, the February, March of the regular season. You get an idea of what guys might be going into the portal. And if you don't have that leg up on, other coaches when you're recruiting for your program, that's a huge, disadvantage. So I think you're seeing Wichita State, you know, the first full recruiting cycle. Yeah, they were able to go out and target some guys. And obviously the NIL situation has improved. From what I've been told, and that made a difference. And yeah, they were able to go out and get some difference makers. And like you said, they had a lot of spots to fill. So, you know, they were pretty intentional in what they were looking for in the transfer portal. Obviously wanted to shore up the turnovers. They wanted to, you know, improve the shooting, but really, you know, improve the ball handling for this team. And that's what you saw in who they were able to go in the portal and get.
Talking now with Taylor Eldridge, we had Kevin Saul on recently, and he probably didn't leave that interview very high on me, because they released their non-conference schedule for men's basketball, and it's not, in my opinion, it's not great. They do have a home game in Coke Arena against Kansas State coming up on December 21st, Jeff's birthday, by the way. But outside of that, the home part of the schedule, in my opinion, is a little lacking. Also, there's no game at Intrust Bank Arena this year for the first time in quite some time. Tell me why I shouldn't be a little disturbed by it.
Yeah, I think it's the new, just the effect of, you know, the net scheduling, you know, with the buckets of, you know, quad one, quad two. It's just really hard to get quality games when you're playing at home. And, you know, obviously Wichita State, their name brand has taken a little bit of a hit. You know, it's been 7 years since the tournament win, so it's not as easy to, you know, bring in the OUs and the Oklahoma States and the, you know, the K-States, Baylor, you know, Big 12 schools that we saw. So what you're seeing is that they're replacing that interest game, and they're basically moving it to Kansas City, and they feel like they're going to be able to schedule much better competition, and then you get the neutral floor aspect of it for the net, and that makes it easier to get a quad two game where, you know, if you bring, like, for instance, they're playing St. Louis and KC this year. I think St. Louis is going to be really good. First-year head coach, they're bringing over an instant impact star. I think they're going to be a top 100 team easily, maybe even top 50. So that's like a quad two guaranteed. If you bring that to Wichita, you know, that's going to be quad three, and it's going to be, you know, a tough game. So you're not getting much juice for the squeeze, I would say. So I think it's you have to walk that line because, like you said, you know, fans are going to get frustrated if they're playing. You know, if you look at the season ticket schedule and all your, you know, you're looking forward to Alcorn State and, you know, they are playing Northern Iowa. I think that's kind of the second year they brought in an old Missouri Valley school. You know, I think fans enjoy that, reviving those rivalries. But you're right. You know, all the impact games on this schedule are on neutral courts or on the road. So, you know, I think it's a little better than maybe what you think for the net. Well, I'd have to agree with you. If you're just a fan and you're going to games in Wichita, I would be a little underwhelmed by the schedule. But you're right. You know, the K-State game, if Wichita State plays as well as they think they can, and I think K-State is going to be really, really good this year, that could be a very highly, a huge showdown at Coke Arena. That was big for them to be able to bring K-State to Coke Arena and not play downtown.
And they are playing a game at Wintrust Arena against DePaul in Chicago. So maybe that will suffice for this year. Taylor, thanks. We always appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right, Taylor Eldridge from the Wichita Eagle.
Did you get the information you needed there?
Yeah, I feel good about it.
Should probably get Terry Nooner on the show pretty soon.
Well, we'll get him on.
Talk a little women's basketball.
We had him on.
I know, but...
We'll get him on. We'll work on
the
it.
Season and
Troy Black joins us. He's a head football coach at Wichita Collegiate. We appreciate him doing so on a game day. They are at Rose Hill later this evening to take on the Rockets. Opened with a hard fought 22-19 win over Wellington in week one. Troy, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing well. I would imagine that as opening games go, you learned a lot about your football team against Wellington last week, being a close game, a tough game, probably a good way to get started, especially since you won, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we knew it was going to be hard. They got a great team. They got almost everybody back, and it was a game we really needed because we got a lot of guys that had a lot of playing time, but we've got new quarterback, and, you know, some of our skill guys were hurt last year and didn't get to finish the year, so it was a good test for us. We definitely learned a lot. We got a lot of things that we got to get better at, and some of the things we've been getting away with got exposed because we played a really, really good team. So it was a great teaching tape for us and for the kids. But I was real proud of how they battled. That was probably the greatest thing that we took from it, was just how they stayed resilient and they just kept fighting and found a way to get it done. And knowing that they didn't play their best and against a really good team, it really made for a really good week this week.
Yeah, I'm interested in, you said the things we used to get away with or that we got away with. Was this stuff obviously talking about last season, and how do you now go about shoring things up now that maybe the guys can look at it on tape and see it?
Well, you know, our depth is not, you know, it's hard to practice. You know, we got 50 some kids out, and we thought we had a pretty good second group as far as maybe they were ready to play, and so they're not quite ready, and so it was hard to just tell, you know, where we were based on what we had to go against. You know, we didn't do a jamboree. We just, you know, do a couple scrimmages among ourselves, and, you know, we saw things in the tape about, you know, we're not taking good steps, we're not reading coverage very well, but, you know, in practice you get away with it because, you know, you're going against somebody that's, you know, obviously they're not good enough to start on your team, so getting to play them and the great guys that they have, it really showed what happened, you know, because, you know, we lost some good group guys from last year. You know, Hudson was a great leader and quarterback for us, and so, you know, having Harry Simon now at quarterback, who was a receiver a year ago, it was just all new for the guys, and so it was just a great learning tool for our guys to really see what they need to do better and improve upon. Come
on. Troy Black is our guest. You mentioned moving a receiver to quarterback this year. Happens to be the grandson of Mr. Collegiate, Mike Gear. How'd that work out? And was that just a no-brainer that you wanted him to be the quarterback and step away from that receiver role? And how did that all come about?
Well, he was going to be our quarterback last year, and then Hudson transferred in. And so Harry's just too good of an athlete not to play, so he gets on his way at receiver. Technically, our backup quarterback a year ago, and so going into this season, he had at least some reps last year, and and we knew he was going to be the guy this year for sure. We got a couple young kids that just aren't quite ready to go yet. And he's a good athlete. You know, he's not the biggest kid in the world, but he's a very good athlete. He's very smart. He's been our leader on defense the last 2 years as our what we call our safety. And so his leadership skills is definitely a guy that we wanted to have the ball in his hands every down. He can run. He's a good runner. Learning to be a passer. I mean, we're not going to throw like we did with Hudson, but he's getting better throwing the ball. But he's just a good all-around athlete, just very natural.
I'll say it so you won't have to, but I would say you're heavily favored tonight against Rose Hill, and then next week against El Dorado. The following week is at Andale. So in games where you are favored and maybe it's not necessarily as much about the opponent, how do you prepare for those games? And when you go into Andale or against Andale, do you prefer having games and practices leading up to those where it is kind of more about you and what you do?
Yeah, I mean, that's really what we talk to the kids about, you know, right now anyway. Really, the first four games are just about us getting better. You know, we're just trying to get better ourselves and worry about us. We know that we're going to get everybody's best shot. You can throw everybody's record out when they play collegiate because we're the private school. And, Rose Hill's going to play us tough, and they're going to play it hard. And, you know, we're just trying to go out and get better. And we got some inexperience on the line. We're still trying to find pieces to our offensive line. We got a couple secondary guys that we're trying to get into the mix. And so we got some guys that we get better so we can get ready to play. Because we got, you know, our district is brutal. You got Pratt, you got Cheney. Of course, you have Andale, which is not in district. You got Clearwater, who last week had opening game. So every week we feel like we play somebody really good. But right now we're just focusing on trying to get better ourselves and just, you know, put that on film and go from there.
Troy Black, the head football coach at Collegiate High School. You mentioned your upcoming schedule, and it's after you get past a couple and you start with Andale, Pratt, Clearwater, Cheney, Chaparral, that's pretty formidable. It felt like for a long time it was kind of a two-team party between Collegiate and Andale, and here comes Cheney now, and they've kind of crashed this party. They have an exceptional program as well. I always heard three's a crowd. This makes this very interesting, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, really it's been an angle. We've yet to live up to our billing. But, you know, you throw Cheney in the mix, and Shelby's doing a phenomenal job over there, and they're on a roll, and they got a great thing going. And, I mean, just in this area, there's three really, really good 3A football teams. It's tough. It's hard. And, you know, Andale's not going anywhere. Dylan's got that machine still rolling. So, yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, man, you can't really feel like day off. You got it working, and now you have both those guys on your. We'll know at least going to the playoffs where are we set and where, you know, what are we getting better at? How close have we closed the gap? If we've closed the gap, so it'll be interesting. I mean, we're excited about playing everybody because we feel like our schedule is going to prepare us for that playoff run. But yeah, there's a couple of monsters just sitting right out there waiting on you.
And by the way, Andale and Cheney don't play in the regular season this year, but you get them both. Good job, Troy. Way to schedule that.
I know. My AD does. He's a basketball guy, so go figure.
So can you tell us more about your personnel? We heard about the quarterback. Who else are you planning on having a good year for you this year?
Well, we got Julian Johnson, who, you know, took over for Jaden Parker when he got hurt last year, and Julian was right at 1,000 yards rushing. He's a junior. He's our little. You know, I kind of look at the backfield like K State. You know, they got the big guy, little guy. We got a big guy in Jaden Parker. We got our little guy in Julian. He's a tough runner. Receiving wise, we got Sebastian Hines Turner, who's been a starter for us last year. He's 6'5". We got Marcus Gorgeous, who's 6'4". Roman Harani is on the other side. He's 6'2", 6'1". So we got good receivers. A.J. Batiste, who's kind of known for basketball, has come out and had a great week last week, had 100 yards receiving and did some jet sweeps and did some good stuff for us. So our skill guys are really good. We're excited about our skill set. Our line, you know, Tristan Sproul, one of the best football players I've ever coached here at Collegiate. He's undersized lineman, but he is tough, as mean, and as strong as anybody. He's a 4-year starter. He kind of holds our line down. Last week he had five tackles and all of them were for loss on the D-line. He's just a great, great football player. So those guys are kind of the highlight of the offense. And then, like I said, Tristan on defense leads our defense. We got a kid named Cooper Arneson who's back. He tore his ACL last year. That's actually the second ACL tear he's had in his high school career. And he's just a mean, tough, physical. And we got him back, which he had a great game last week. Was in a lot of tackles. Secondary-wise, Harry, of course, like I said, leads our secondary. Marcus, you know, started at corner last year. So did Sebastian. Cooper Brown was he's a returning All-State honorable mention kid as a senior as a D-line. So those are kind of the core group of guys that we're building around. And then, you know, got some young guys. A lot of the skill guys are young. Jaden and Julian and Seabass and AJ. Those guys are all juniors. And so we got good juniors, but our senior group is, you know, that's the group that a lot of those guys have played a lot of football for. So that's kind of our core group of guys that we're leaning on and looking for and the leadership and all that good stuff.
All right. Well, I greatly appreciate you coming on any day, but especially on a game day. Again, collegiate tonight at Rose Hill. Troy Black, the Spartans head coach, has been with us. Troy, thank you. Best of luck to tonight and the rest of the way.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much.
All right. Thanks. There you go. A little Wichita collegiate for you. We'll try to spread the wealth around here.
Sure do.
As much as we can.
Did you catch my Friday Five today?
Did not.
Well, you better get on that.
Why don't you send that to me?
Well, I don't feel like I should have to.
Well, it would help me prepare.
Well,
I don't have a lot of time to go searching for your Friday Five.
Catchitkansas.com.
Oh, I'll look into it.
You'll type that in now, and
I'll look into it when we take a break.
Good.
It's not like I wake up saying, "Well, I got to get that catch it."
Yeah, but as you get going through your day,
you just mentioned the five games you picked last week were routes.
Well, we'll see how they go this week.
We will. I hope Wellington Andale's on there.
Maybe, maybe not. You'll have to find out.
It is, and if it's not,
why would it be? Wellington lost last week.
Wellington's pretty good.
Wellington last year did not measure up with Andale.
Pretty good. That's an interesting game. Now Andale will win it, but how competitive can Wellington be? We'll ask Joanna Chadwick that. She's our true expert.
Really? Why don't you go to catchitkansas.com?
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. We will be joined by Joanna Chadwick coming up at 3:25 in our partnership with Bite Magazine. We'll break down some of the big games tonight, which has already been broken down on catchitkansas.com with Jeff Lutz taking care of that.
Yeah.
But we'll get into a little deeper, as I'm prone to do.
You think so?
Of course I do.
I don't know. I got quite a bit of insight in those.
So Tua last night, Miami didn't show. We all missed it.
No, we didn't.
You got it. How'd you get that game?
I knew Buffalo was going to win that game.
How'd you get that game? That makes no sense.
Buffalo's a better team than Miami. That's how I got it.
You couldn't have thought that.
Well, I did. I picked it.
I don't understand it.
I thought Max picked Buffalo, too. Did he not?
No, he picked Miami.
Huh, I was on an island.
We all picked Miami. Except you. I'm just shocked by that.
I don't know why you would be.
Now, you picked UNLV tonight. You and Duda on that island.
Yeah, I don't like being on any islands.
You picked Arizona. You, Duda, and Max on that island.
I don't know if three is an island, but you never know.
Well, I don't think I'm on an island. I'll tell you that right now. I think K-State wins that game.
If I get my Tampa and KU picks correctly, Jason Duda gets 18 points and I get 3.
Well, he took a few more risks.
He did.
That's what you got here in this game. It's a game of strategy, even more so than ever.
Absolutely.
Because we've thrown this bone, which was a stroke of what?
Kind of backed
genius?
Your way into it, I would say.
What do you mean, back?
When Duda didn't pick the Michigan-Texas game.
Well, I had a creative way of getting around it, right?
I suppose. And Duda had nothing. Duda just threw
the compliments
his pick
coming
against
from you
the wall.
To me are just, I feel like I got to reach down into the...
You think I'm going to compliment you on the air?
You never compliment me off the air.
Sure I do.
Say, well, give me a compliment right now.
No, because
hold the mic away, and nobody will hear it.
Here's why I'm not going to do that. Because I told you, hey, go to Catch at Kansas. I wrote, and you know, nah. And then Joanna will get a little deeper with it. And it's, nah.
I appreciate your work on Catch at Kansas.
Sure, that takes a while to put together.
No doubt. Plus, and I would guess it's gotten some hits today.
Well, the first thing Angela said when she got in is like, are you doing that football thing again this week? And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it right now. She's like, yes, because that went really well last week.
Good. Okay, those are the kind of things people like.
Sure.
They like quick hitting stuff.
No doubt.
What are the good games tonight? That's what we like.
100%.
Where should I be? What do I do? Should Tua say that's it? Third concussion. Wobbly. Convulsed. I don't know, man. How much longer can you go on?
Tua's going to consult with his doctors and his family and make the decision that's appropriate for him. I know that's not what you wanted to hear, but who am I?
That's typical of you.
I'm not going to go.
That's what you've turned into. On this show, you used to be a guy who could mix it up pretty well.
I can mix it up pretty well.
Now you go.
But I'm not
going to
call for a guy to say, hey, you should be done. That's not my place or anybody's place.
No, it's not our place. I'm just pointing out that you could completely understand if he did.
Sure, I hope it doesn't happen.
If that was my son out there, I'd
be fine with it.
No, I wouldn't. Well, you.
Yeah.
Now,
when
see,
your son
you
has
me
a face
that.
And a name.
Why do you do that?
That was easy.
I don't think I'd want him to play anymore.
Hard to say. Yeah, it looked
He's
pretty
set
bad
for
last
life.
Night.
The income's not the issue. He'll get paid. The Dolphins went to Skylar Thompson, and they're bringing in, from what I read, they're going to bring in another quarterback. This is obviously a huge blow to them, devastating blow to them. And they just seem to be one of those franchises that just can't quite get the puzzle put together.
Not quite. They've got a good coach. They thought
they
had their
Do
quarterback.
Do they have a good coach?
He's been to the playoffs with them like every year. So I would say, yeah, he seems to be well-liked. People
He's only
around.
Been there 3 years.
Well, that's two or three whatever playoff appearances.
Has he been there three?
I don't know what he's been. Just let me say he's a good coach without any accountability.
Well, that's what I do, though.
Just let me say what I want to say.
If I disagree, I got to point it out.
He seems like a good coach. He knows the game well, by all indications.
How do you know?
Because I've heard him talk about it, and you know, it just seems like he's a normal person.
I mean, fine, but it's not coming together.
Well, it's hard for things to come together. Look how long it took.
When
we
all
Chiefs.
Thought Buffalo had, it was going to take a step back. They let Stephon Diggs go. They let some other people go. They don't have, nobody thought they had a receiving core.
No, they have Khalil Shakir. They have the rookie they drafted. They have, and they're turning the keys of the offense kind of over to James Cook.
Well, James Cook's
touchdowns.
A pretty good running back. Why didn't I pick him?
I don't know. Why didn't you?
I picked Josh Allen, who the numbers weren't great last night. He ran an effective offense, but James Cook was the star of that game. And that's where we are.
They still have good tight end, Kincaid, right? Or is it? Probably.
I don't know who it is.
See, you don't know anything.
Of course I know a lot, but
is
when you
Dalton
get a name
Kincaid?
Wrong, Dalton Kincaid.
That's their tight end.
He's okay, mid-tier.
Good player.
Fine. He's not a star.
He's a good player.
Good player. I don't, you know, I'm not going to.
Buffalo's 2-0. What are you going to argue about with him?
Well, here's what I'll say about Dalton Kincaid. Because, again,
how do you know? What
off.
If he's the best blocking tight end you've ever seen? And you just don't know that because, he didn't catch 9 balls every week. I need a guy getting into the end zone for my fantasy team. But we play on a reality
Last night,
field.
Dalton Kincaid caught 4 balls for 33 yards.
Darn good. Almost 9 a catch.
They didn't throw the ball very often. So outside of Shakir, he had the most catches. He's fine. Yeah, there's certainly nothing wrong with him. In week one, he had one catch for 11 yards. I'm not going to go throw the guy a party and say, come and look at our new premier tight end.
Who'd you make a move for in fantasy?
I don't even remember.
You got a new quarterback. You dropped Caleb Williams already.
I brought Matthew Stafford in, which is a pretty...
Some veteran leadership.
An obvious move.
Well, somebody dropped Jordan Love. I'm like, what are you, dumb?
I wouldn't have dropped Jordan Love, but I talked myself into Caleb Williams because Matthew Stafford was available. You understand that, don't you?
Sure. Why not take a chance on a guy with some upside?
Matthew Stafford, that's not upside. That's proven side.
Talking about Caleb Williams, the guy you drafted.
I took a chance, and
I just said.
I've decided after a week that that chance probably...
1 week, when you don't really need a bat. I guess Stafford, if you want to play him over Josh Allen, you could. But
Matthew,
I don't know.
Stafford's an elite quarterback.
Stick with the upside guy, or just stick with Allen, pick up another player, and then stream a quarterback when you need one.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
Khalil, who has a better run in our league than me?
I don't know.
You know,
I'm sure
you can just
say that, and you want people to just think that it's true, but I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
Outside of last year when I was pretty awful, and I may be awful
and
again this
year. A couple other years where you've been pretty awful.
No, I've always been good.
No, you haven't.
I've always been good.
There was that 1 year where you just quit. You didn't even set your lineup. So that wasn't a good year for you.
Yeah, you know, I'll do what I need to do.
Well, you don't
need to quit. I'll quit.
You don't need to quit. You need to set an example for the other people in our league.
Now, you're going to be here Sunday to help us get our kitchen ready. Jeff, we really need... We're not... This isn't...
I'll be here. Calm
this
down.
Isn't like a joke around time.
Every time's joke around time.
No.
How long do you think that'll take?
A couple hours.
Couple hours?
Sure.
I thought you said there wasn't much.
I'll get some pizza.
I want pizza.
How about barbecue?
No.
You really don't want anything?
No, I'll go home and eat. A couple hours, though?
Yes.
That's insane. How much stuff is there?
We're gonna work till we're done.
How much stuff is there?
A lot. It's a full kitchen. We got stuff in our kitchen, behind the cabinets. It all needs to come out.
What about the cabinets themselves?
No, you dumbbell there.
What are we doing with them is the question.
What do you mean, what are we doing with
them? What are
you
doing with the cabinets?
They'll tear them out. It's not our job.
I'm talking about the cabinets that stand on their own.
What cabinets are you talking about?
China.
We'll take care of that.
What's happening?
I got a guy coming to pick up my hutch tomorrow.
Doesn't seem like there's a... Okay.
Can you believe I'm letting that hutch go?
What are you going
to
do?
Is there some sentimental value that I'm starting to feel? Am I having a moment?
What are you going to do with the refrigerator?
When I moved into this house back in the day, 2006, I pretty much just bought everything, furniture-wise. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, you weren't around, were you?
No, I wasn't around.
Did you not pay attention?
I did not.
I mean, I needed everything.
Okay. So we're taking like all the plates and dishes out of there. And
I want to talk about...
I want to know what I'm...
Yeah, we got to take all... Well, we'll do that before because he's coming to pick up that hutch tomorrow.
But I'm talking about the dishes in the cabinets.
We'll have to do that before Sunday.
So what's...
You know, I'm starting to believe
I'm trying to figure out what Sunday is.
You know, we had a mailman.
We're getting rid of this. We're taking out. We're already doing this.
We had a mailman on Sheridan Street.
Great.
And he was dumb as a rock.
I bet he'd leave me.
And I always wondered, how did he get this government job?
Why are you just making stuff up? Can you tell me what...
With this...
Just prepare me for Sunday. This isn't joking around time. Prepare me for what's happening. Like, give me an example of something I'll have to bring down here.
Some salt and pepper shakers.
Really?
Yeah, things that are in our cabinets. Dishes.
You just said we didn't have to bring dishes down.
Pans, pots, casserole dishes. Everything that's in our cabinetry will have to come down.
It doesn't seem like it would take a couple hours, but...
Oh, it'll take a couple hours.
Maybe I'm insane.
It'll take a while. It'll take a while. We'll have a little break for pizza.
I'm not going to eat pizza. I refuse.
We're going to break.
I'm boycotting pizza.
We're going to have it.
No. Man, they make pizza. They bring pizza Friday and Saturday to Lawrence Dumont, to Riverfront Stadium.
Getting tired of it?
Little.
What kind of pizza do they bring?
Tonight it's Picasso's.
Tomorrow, oh, that's good stuff.
Tomorrow it's Gambrani's. I don't know the name of the place. It's
Gambino's.
No, it's not Gambino's.
Oh, that G out east. Yeah, that, I've heard that's good. I haven't had it.
Pretty good. I like it.
We went to, the Mexican restaurant in Delano. What's
Ruben's?
Yes.
Ruben's is amazing.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
No kidding.
Their tacos are out of this world. And we'll be going back there.
Everything they make is good.
When were you there?
I've been there a few times.
With?
My friend Scotty. I was wined and dined there by the folks at Newman University before they ultimately decided I wasn't good enough for their athletic office. And then, you know.
What was the job you applied for?
It wasn't really a job I applied for. They kind of reached out to me, I think.
And what'd you do? Spill food all over yourself?
I must have. They ultimately said, I don't know what they said, but it didn't happen.
They said, get a bib, and then they left in a huff.
Those are nice folks.
It couldn't have been good for you.
I can think of one of their names at some point.
Was Clark Schaefer in that?
He might have been. He might have been. We also, I think, went to... He was at our Scotch and Sirloin Newman dinner.
So you did two dinners and they...
Yeah. Well, I think they were spread out kind of...
I've never heard of anybody doing two dinners and then punting a guy.
Right?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, my best job interview, and I had one. And it was with the National Baseball Congress. About, let me think here. 7-8 years into my Eagle career, I decided, no, I think I'm going to try. I want to be a baseball guy. I want to be a baseball executive. I want to go over here and I want to be the president of the National Baseball.
Who had stepped down at that time?
I don't know. Can't remember. But they were doing a little restructuring, and that was owned at the time by a guy named Ron Fine. And Joe Ryan was heavily involved. Joe had been around minor league baseball for many, 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 many years. Ron Fine was a businessman out of Miami. And they flew me to Miami. And we went to this restaurant that overlooked the city. It was like, whoa.
It's a big deal.
This is pretty impressive. And they hired me.
They sure did.
I didn't spill food.
Well, I don't think I did either.
And,
I've been turned down a lot in a lot of different ways, but several job interviews. It's fine.
They hired me, and I lasted 2 weeks.
Yeah, you must have lied through your teeth to them. Yeah, I'll do a great job.
Well, I would have done a great job had they told me what the job was. Nobody ever really did.
I had a job like that once.
And so I just said, man, I come in here every day, and I don't really know what I'm supposed to do. And it wasn't laid out. And I was young, and I didn't have a real job description. And nobody just kind of wavered.
That's a bad feeling.
Didn't feel it.
I get it.
So I left. Went back to the Eagle. Got in front of Buzz Merritt, the editor, and said, Mr. Merritt, would you please take me back? And he did.
Amazing.
He took me back.
Good for
him.
Can
you imagine that?
Good for Buzz.
You don't have anything to say ever.
Good for Buzz.
Worst small talk guy in the history of the world.
You know what you could have told Buzz if he had said no?
Buzz off?
Something like that.
Well, that's what I would have told him. I was set.
Bleep off, Buzz?
No, I would have said Buzz off.
Okay.
He might have laughed at that.
Maybe.
Anyway.
Is Buzz still with us?
Yes.
We should get him on the show.
Fairly elderly. Yeah. But so am
Aren't
I.
We all.
Every little thing she does is magic. music from KEYN 103.7, and an appropriate song to introduce Joanna Chadwick, because everything she does is magic. Joanna, welcome.
Oh, my God. That is the greatest intro you've ever given me.
That came out of nowhere, didn't it?
It did.
You weren't expecting that.
I mean, no, I'm like, okay, how is he going to turn this so it's negative against me? And you didn't. You're getting soft.
I could now, but I won't, because that wouldn't be right.
You're exactly right. So I'm so proud of you.
Let's talk about high school football. We had Troy Black from Collegiate on. I think their game against Wellington tonight, even though Wellington lost, well, no, I'm sorry, Andale plays Collegiate. And we'll talk, Andale plays Wellington.
Wellington.
I'm so rattled from complimenting Joanna, I can't get my thoughts straight. Let's start with that game between Andale and Wellington. I think Andale, of course, is unbelievable. But I think Wellington, the goal has to be for them, can we stay competitive for a while?
I think so. And I think that they're probably pissed at their chances that they had last week. They had a chance to win that game against Collegiate. And Collegiate was able to pull that out, and props to the Spartans for that. But Wellington's got to be thinking, we should have been able to take that game. And now you go into an even tougher opponent in Andale, and that's pretty frustrating. But they've got to be focused on, like you said, how are we going to stay in this game? What do we need to do? And then they have to be thinking longer term, because they've got to be thinking, how are we going to get better in this game, which is only going to help us through the course of the season. But it's a tough two opening games for Wellington.
Yeah, and I'll go to the big one tonight, at least around here in the City League, and that is, of course, Wichita East against Wichita Northwest. East has the Bohannons, including the running back transfers from Northwest. Gives this game a little added oomph. I don't know if it needs it. East won both times they played last year. Would you say East is the favorite?
Well, I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't say that, simply because of what happened last year. Obviously, things changed, but I've got to give them the edge. But I don't think this game needs any more intensity to it. I think that transfers happen so frequently now that I think rivalries that are heated are just going to be heated. And this is one of them. You know, East has kind of been that team that's clawed its way into the conversation. Northwest has been in the conversation forever and ever. And I think that the interesting addition to this game is that you have Northwest with a chip on its shoulder. I think East plays every game with a chip on its shoulder. I think I think he coaches with a chip on his shoulder. And I have no problem with that as someone who, you know, spent most of my life, you know, with a chip on my shoulder. And I think that Northwest now comes in with, hey, we got something to prove. We need to get back to where we were atop that City League and take the place, you know, and beat Northwest or beat East like what they did to them last year.
Joanna Chadwick with us, Vibe Magazine. I heard everything you said there, but I really heard that you've spent most of your life with a chip on your shoulder. Can you go into more detail, please?
Sure. Would you like to go into my mental health of, you know, as well? We can do that.
Well, that obviously caught our attention.
Mental health is basically the theme of this show, Joanna. So if you want to participate, we'd more than welcome it.
For God's sakes, Bob.
Are you talking about trying to get ahead in a business that had mostly catered toward men? Of course, sports writing and sports departments in general. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, okay. You have to have a chip on your shoulder to be taken seriously. And if I strike back a little bit too harshly, it was largely due to the fact that that's how you survive.
Well, yeah, I understand it. I think we all welcomed you with open arms. Hardly ever teased.
Oh, you guys. Okay, well, now you're just lying. You guys were great to me. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you guys did welcome me, but not everybody welcomes the chick into sports. And you know, you got to prove yourself. And I made sure to steal as much information from you guys as I could to make sure that I could prove myself. And you guys were really helpful in doing that. So, yeah, I mean, you were great about 80% of the time.
Thank you. That's a supreme compliment. Let's get into a rivalry game. All these are, of course, but this is a town rivalry. Goddard-Eisenhower. Both teams opened with wins. Did so in a little bit different fashion. Goddard-Eisenhower was a little more offense. Goddard had hardly any, but did beat Mays. What do you expect from this game?
Well, if Goddard can play its defense the way it did last week against Mays, I mean, that's going to be key. Obviously, Goddard's going to want to keep that game to a lower scoring game. But these are my favorite games. You know, this one, Mays, Mays South, Andover Central, Bishop Carroll, Capon. But, you know, the crosstown, the close towns games, there's just a special kind of hatred. There's no chips on shoulders. There's just, we want to beat you as badly as we can.
That goes a long way, I suppose. We talked last week about Cheney and how, you know, when you're a powerhouse, there are so few games on your schedule that can glean any real information. And we thought maybe one was Holcomb, and then they went out and smashed Holcomb. Tonight, it's Kingman, who has had a really good last three seasons. 29 wins. Is that any more of a matchup?
Well, you hope so. And we're so early in the year. I mean, to be sitting here and although football is such a weird sport because it is always tough to kind of get a handle on teams because they play tough teams and then they play weak teams. And so it's really kind of hard to tell. But I think Kingman is a good battle. And I think Cheney has to be looking at it as, you know, Kingman was one of those who clawed its way into that conversation and has been able to stick around in that conversation of being a team that you do want to be able to beat and that will be a tough opponent. And so I think that Cheney definitely is approaching it this way. And Kingman has got to be looking at it also from the other perspective of, okay, Cheney's now the team that we need to beat and that everybody's looking to beat. And so they're going to want to be able to prove themselves tonight as well.
We're talking with our friend Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine, journalism instructor at Derby High School, and of course, formerly, how many years at the Wichita Eagle, Joanna?
20 years.
Wow, 20 years at the Wichita Eagle. So if we were to rank the football rivalries in our immediate area over the last two or three decades, that would be fun, first of all. But where would Garden Plain Conway Springs fall into that?
Oh,
they play tonight.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I was going through my schedule for tonight, and this is a game that I would fight to go to because you knew it was going to be standing room only. There'd be fans ringing the field, and it would be an incredible atmosphere starting at like 5 o'clock, all the way up until this game ended. This game was just the place to be, and I loved it so much. I love the press boxes at both of these schools. They always had such amazing people in them, and I loved the football. I mean, just it was going to be a smash mouth type of a football game no matter what. And so I'm really excited for this to be a good game. I mean, both teams open the season 1-0. And so I have high hopes for this being a really good one. And honestly, Bob, that's a great question. At some point, we should really rank those rivalries because this one has got to be in that top 10.
So Capon plays North tonight, which is not a game that we'll learn anything from. What do you think we learned last week? Capon kind of struggled with Andover. We don't really know how good Andover's going to be. Did that tell us Andover might be a little better than we think? Did it tell us that it's going to take a minute for Capon to kind of regroup after you lose your all-world running back?
I think it's the latter because certainly Andover could be an up-and-comer team this year. They've struggled There's no doubt about it. And so maybe this is the year that they can get that turned around. But I think for Capen, they just got to get some guys who haven't had the opportunities to make their statement. They've got to give them some time for that. The positive for Capen is that they were able to pull it out. And I think that when you're able to go into a game and maybe not play at the level that you want to, and you're still able to walk away with the win, that has got to be what you're looking for. But of course, now this week, you're right. I think it's an opportunity for other guys to get some time to play and maybe build some of the necessary depth.
All right, good stuff, as always. We appreciate it, Joanna. You will be at the Derby Campus game tonight. When's the last time Campus won that game? Do you know off the top of your head?
I don't, but I think it's been...
It's got to be that 0-11 year. 0-9, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call. Good call.
Yeah.
Yep, all right. That's a really good call, Jeff.
Thank you.
Joanna, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Joanna Chadwick with us from Vibe Magazine, as she is each and every Friday here on the show. All right, good job. Good job by Andrew. Week one down almost in his week with us, 2 weeks with us.
Got
He'll be back
one.
Next week to produce our show. Tonight, we'll keep an eye on the baseball races. The Royals begin a series at Pittsburgh against the Pirates. Alec Marsh and Luis Ortiz, then they got to face Mitch Keller and Jared Jones. They missed Paul Skenes, though.
Yeah, good for them.
So they're trying to hold. What's your attitude?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, good for them.
Well, good for them. What am I supposed to say?
Good for them.
You don't miss Paul Skenes.
No, we get him Monday at Busch Stadium. Which I'm okay with. See how we do.
Sure.
Roll it out there. I mean, what
guards miss Paul Skenes too, so it's a straight-up matchup.
On the Guardians. This shortening nicknames. You've never heard me. Well, the Cards have...
Only everybody else does, and if you don't, that's on you.
The Cards are going to... No, they're
not I like
not
calling
cards.
Them the Guards.
They're Cardinals.
Well, I like calling them the Guards.
What is a card? A card is something you play poker with.
Okay, well, the guardian and guard is kind of the same.
I hand you a card. They're not even the same. And a guard isn't the same as a guardian.
Sure it is. Someone who guards you.
No, a guard is a basketball player.
No, it's not.
A guardian is a protector.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Nope.
Well, it's pretty obvious to me.
Well, I'm going to continue calling them the Guards.
You continue your series with Tampa Bay, and I can tell you I don't think that's going to go well.
I don't really care. Tampa's a 500 team. Why would I be worried about them? They won last night because Gavin Williams pitched, and Gavin Williams isn't very good.
Okay. And Minnesota has the Cincinnati Reds. Detroit, they kind of cooled off yesterday with a loss. But they continue their series. Who are they against? Baltimore. No, this is a new series.
Yeah, they played Colorado.
Baltimore at Detroit tonight. Tonight. And then
big series for Detroit.
It is a big series. They're kind of hanging around.
Did you say Minnesota has, or did you?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's okay. They're not good.
Was happy to win 2 out of 3 against them.
Yeah, we saw a win here yesterday. I think every time I'm over here, the Cardinals win.
Well, maybe you ought to come more often.
They do well in weekday games.
There haven't been enough of them. And what that team does at the end of the season, end of the off season, is going to be a pretty big storyline for MLB.
If they do something.
Well, they better. My man Bernie Miklas, every day on his YouTube channel, and I tune in.
What's he giving you?
Oh, it's excellent. Makes me think I should do it.
About what?
I don't know. What would I do it about?
I don't know.
Does Shocker basketball carry enough clout?
I don't think so. Not at the moment. What?
I'm trying to think.
Well, I think you got
what beat. What else would there be?
I think you got beat to the punch by Burn doing a Cardinals cast.
Nah. I wonder how he gets paid for that. There's got to be, he's got to be getting paid. YouTube people get paid, right? If they have enough views. And how does that work?
At some, I don't know, percentage of advertising, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I thought you might know. I mean, you're
I've
out
never
there
run
the,
a YouTube channel.
You're out there in the pop culture world. You're
I am
there, you know, thinking about things.
I am.
Sure.
What am I thinking about?
Looking into things. How does YouTube compensation
work? We already had this
work?
Conversation.
I asked you and you didn't know.
I knew. I looked it up and I told you, and I'm not doing it again.
You did?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't I?
You know, I've been fiddling with YouTube TV, and I just can't get used to it. I got to work on it. I don't think there's a way. You know how you get a program guide on DirecTV?
Yeah.
And you just go through and you record. Can you do that on YouTube
TV? I don't know. I've never had YouTube
TV. Can you find
I
out?
I told you what to do and what to get, but you didn't listen to me.
I'm going to get the Applebot.
You listen to people on Facebook and Twitter, because that's you. I need to do what these cool people are doing that comment on my Facebook posts instead of what the person who has known me his entire life knows what I can handle suggests. But that's
here's,
cool.
Here's what Lonnie said, and I didn't respond. I apologize, Lonnie, who was in our fantasy football league. He said, I listened to yesterday's show. He said this yesterday about Wednesday's show. Definitely get an Apple TV box. Very inexpensive, and it has everything, and it's super easy to set up.
Great. Lonnie's not 70, and Lonnie probably has patience that I don't think you have. Again, you're going with these people. Well, it's easy, Bob. You know, Photoshop's easy to learn too. Probably. Why don't you learn that?
Well, you know what? I've thought about it.
You know,
I can edit pictures on my phone.
I told you right path to go down. You opted for another path, and now you're already frustrated. I told Virgil, you said, hey, let's do the sleeper app. That sounds cool. I said, Virgil, don't. It'll just frustrate him. And we did sleeper, and now you're frustrated.
I'm not that frustrated.
Why don't you just listen to me?
I'm frustrated that Christian McCaffrey didn't play last week. And he's questionable this week, as is Kenneth Walker, as is Jameson Williams. I mean, can I get a guy to stay healthy?
I don't know. You're going to have to scour the waiver wire.
Well, at least announce they're not going to play a day ahead of time.
They usually announce it before the early Sunday game.
Right. So let me know that.
They do.
Well, no, they didn't. They didn't announce McCaffrey.
Not McCaffrey, but usually the injuries come out Sunday morning.
KU tonight, at home, UNLV. K-State right here on your sports station, KFH. They're taking on Arizona. It's historically, won't this be Arizona's first Big 12 game?
No.
Come on.
We won't look upon it like that.
But won't we? Won't,
by the way.
Won't future generations be confused?
No. Speaking of the NFL, FanDuel's got something special for our listeners. Be sure to check out FanDuel's Profit Boost in the app and use it for FanDuel's Double Your Winnings for all Sunday, September 15th pregame Moneyline bets. Profit Boost will be live starting today. Actually, it was yesterday. View your account page now to learn more about your boost. Anyway, no, I don't think that'll be
a
big 12
slow down
game.
and talk about it. Accentuate something.
I do. I accentuate everything.
Rush to get through it.
Well, because I know you're irritated by it.
Not irritated by it, but take some time and talk about it. My goodness, people can't.
I do reads
that
perfectly
quickly.
Now. I'm so good at reads. Give me something to read. I'll read it.
No, I don't want to give you anything to read.
Give me a read here.
No, I don't want you to read
give
it.
Give me a read.
No,
just
you're,
give me
you're
a
terrible
book.
At
give me a read. I'll
Here's
read
what
it.
You do. FanDuel, by the way, pocket, but get your game in.
You want me to read it again?
No.
To show you how good I am at it?
Gave me a headache.
Something special for our listeners. Isn't that amazing?
Kind of gave me a headache is what happened.
Well, you'll get over it, I assume.
All right. Whatever. We'll deal with it.
What do you think the K-State-Arizona score is tonight? Because Arizona's going to score. That's the problem I have with K-State.
Let me think about it. I picked K-State. They're a 7.5-point favorite.
I don't really get that.
I'm myself and the big fella, the only two to pick K-State, because I think they're going to play a much better game in week two.
Well, it's week three now.
Yeah, I don't count whoever they played.
Tennessee, Martin.
Yeah, I don't count that.
T-Martin.
This is going to be interesting. I predict Leon Edwards. Dylan Edwards is more front and center here.
Well, Giddens hasn't done anything to cede his spot.
By the way, Leon.
His father.
Yeah, well, people may not know that.
They may not.
But I do, and fortunately you do.
I do, yes.
So I'm predicting this game to be 31-23.
So right on the line, you think.
Right.
If they hold Arizona to 23, then I'll come on the show Monday and, you know, I'll do a mea culpa.
Fine.
But I don't think they will.
Arizona's got a heck of a receiver. A
really good quarterback.
But a heck of a receiver. And we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We will. I'm looking forward to following that game tonight while I'm at Riverfront.
How are you going to follow it? You got to pay attention. Are you the official score
tonight?
Yes, I
am.
Well, you can't be. You got to have your eye on the
innings,
field,
I can
man.
Check the score. Look at the stats.
I've been hearing some grumblings.
Well, there's always
about
grumblings.
Some hits that should have been called errors and vice versa.
Well, that happens sometimes.
Are you do you call errors sometimes?
Of course.
You don't give a home team discount.
I try not to. I try to be as straight down the middle as I possibly can.
Does anyone ever groan when you make a ruling?
I heard through the grapevine that one of the players had groaned about an error that I called on a wind surge player. But I don't really know much. They're not allowed to say anything. So that stuff, when it gets back to me, is usually pretty watered down.
Thanks for listening, everyone. It's been a good week. We'll be back here Monday. Have a good weekend.